Welcome back to the Fast Break, Season 2, Episode 17. We are back after a 2.5 month hiatus. The first semester at the historic Loveland High School, also known as Loveland State Penitentiary, has just concluded. We are on the winter recess, as they officially call it. And we're back, I guess, filming a podcast again. So I guess we're going to try to take this in a different direction because we got on a call approximately 45 minutes ago and talked about non-NBA stuff, which I think would have made a good podcast. Probably would have pissed some
off. We would not be able to post that. I mean,
yeah, we're not going to publish that, nor do we even record that, so no one's going to be able to find that. But today we're going to focus on the NBA, but we're going to take this in a different direction a little bit and just kind of talk about some random stuff. Kind of like, I assume, we kind of modeled after Through the Wire originally, and just like them, they've branched out to talk about less and less NBA basketball as of recently. So that's what we're going to do, but I guess since this is an NBA show, we've missed the past 2 months, I guess we should cover some basketball-related topics. And Aaron, I guess just your big takeaway of the past 2.5 months we've not been recording. It could be anything. It could be life-related.
We haven't recorded this entire season, and we come back, and I mean, I think that's a very rich discussion. I mean, we probably couldn't post it. Apparently, Brayden's like tracking down our episodes now. Hello, Brayden. Thanks for listening.
We appreciate you being our.
We appreciate you as being a strong follower.
Probably dislikes every video, but or every episode.
But yeah, I mean, Through the Wire, they're like one of the biggest NBA podcasts out there, and like they don't even talk about basketball anymore. So you know, we can branch out, you know, talk about whatever we want. We started drifting away pretty quickly, anyway. So no restrictions anymore. If you have any suggestions for name changes, you know, like Loveland Basketball Plus, or like I don't know, we'll come up with something. I don't think that would be too restrictive as well. We just need to be like the anything podcast. All right. Speaking of the NBA, though, there's been a lot of like shifting and unexpected stuff. I'll start in the Eastern Conference because it's completely shooken up. I mean, APR is reminding me every day that the Cavs are like seventh in the power rankings or whatever. I mean, who cares about that? But they are fourth in the East right now. And is actually, I mean, that's pretty impressive. The Bulls are number two. No one saw that one coming.
Coach Klein.
Or at least we did. And is Coach Klein even a Bulls fan? Like,
I don't know. I feel like he thinks Io starts, which I'm not sure is factual, but
I mean,
I did go up to him and say, "How about them Bulls?" And he seemed pretty excited. So I do think he seems like an avid Chicago sports guy. So, I mean, I can go up to him next time and say, "How about them Bears?" And he might not say anything. So,
yeah, true. The bottom of the East is pretty much what we expected. Your Hornets had a pretty hot start, kind of fell off. Wizards are pretty good. Let's go with my biggest take.
I gotta talk about my Hornets first. Second. They're just like that girl I was just talking to. Like, I can't read the Hornets, you know, I don't understand them. Uh-huh. Just like when it seems like we're going good, everything's going great, we lose three in a row. I mean, that's literally my love life. Like, it's so streaky. I mean, we can't get in a roll. I mean, the Jazz beat us. We play good teams. It's like I go out on a good date, but like it seems like it's gonna be good and it's terrible. But like, you're just at your home chilling with all these bad teams, you know, everything goes great. So, you know. I mean, we crush the Spurs, but we play all these good teams, Suns, Jazz, Portland, 76ers. We get crushed. I mean, it's literally just,
man,
it's life.
This is a heartfelt analogy. Like, I'm
in Charlotte right now, and I mean, I can feel the aura of the town. We're a little depressed right now. I mean, LaMelo, you got to be better. All these stories are coming out about how you're left-handed, but, like, you're playing right-handed because of Daddy LeVar, we don't care. I mean, win basketball.
All right, games. Which is worse, LaMelo's neon green suit or Kuzma's pink sweater?
Kuzma. Kuzma's fit is maybe the worst I've ever seen.
Really? I kind of vibe with that, to be honest. I was not appalled. I was all right with that.
What do you think the coaches would think if I show up with like a Russell Westbrook fit instead of my travel suit one day?
Everyone's wearing like their khakis and their blazer, like their what are those jackets? Everyone on varsity, you know those like jackets where like the zip up like goes up to your neck? Like, I think Jack has like invested in them. Like, everyone wears them now. I don't know, it's a trend. But everyone's wearing that, and you just wear like dress shorts and like a button up shirt that only buttons like two buttons. I think that would be a look.
I mean, that's like the Deep South Georgia Southerner conservative, like all them boys out with their slick back hair. when I'm down there in Atlanta in the summertime. I mean, all them boys got that look, and we got Salmon-esque coming to school every day. And I mean, he wears like he's all bought in on the dress up. I mean, I think he dresses up at, like normally. I don't think home is anything different for him, honestly.
I mean, I don't know about that. There's a lot of.
I mean, I think it fits him honestly, but he wears Sperry's like every day, and it's a good look.
It's a good look. Very professional.
Something I gotta maybe try to add into my shoe game. I'm not sure I can pull it off as well as Sam does. And, you know, I admire Sam's fit very much, and we're already off to level in basketball, but we'll try to tie it back in.
I admire it too. I mean, there's a lot of branching out in style.
Yeah, he tries new things, and honestly, it never really fails. So shout out Sam.
The man does not miss.
First shout out back from the hiatus goes to Salmon-esque.
Are you obsessed with his hair as Nick is with with his style as Nick is obsessed with Coach Knott's hair?
I don't know where that comes from. That is slightly.
Have you heard him talk about it? Like all of a sudden, there's this like obsession across the program.
Yeah, I mean, they're like, this dude had like the best beard ever, and I'm like, well, if you really thought that way, maybe you should try to keep him to stay. Like, if you want to look at his beard so much.
What do they call it? Like posthumous recognition? You know, where, like.
I also think it's a little bit of symptoms of withdrawal, because if you look at the bench, Coach Reese is bald, Coach Lime is bald, Coach Nelly is slightly bald, and Coach Game Day Shoddy is bald.
True.
Coach Griff's the only guy with hair on that bench, so I think there's a little bit of withdrawal.
Coach Cameron. He's not on the bench.
He does have very nice hair. I would say that
his hair is pretty good. I agree. All right. Let's talk.
I gotta say last year, Coach Reese grew up that quarantine beard. That was a nice look for Coach Reese. Shout out, second shout out of the day. Coach goes to Coach Reese's beard from last year.
I feel like Lime had a bit of a beard too, though, right? Like
Coach Reese had like a James Harden beard going for a while. That was a good beard, honestly.
All right. So how about these Nets still in first place? Kyrie Irving has not played the entire year. Did you expect that?
Yes.
You did.
Like, I don't know. Well, I guess kind of read the news actually that he was announced the Nets were going to let him come back, and then literally within like 5 minutes of being back, he entered the protocols.
Yeah. I mean, the whole league is in protocols. We have like Joe Johnson and Isaiah Thomas making their return.
Joe Johnson hasn't played since the 2016.
Joe Johnson is like 40 something years old. Like
Taco Fall's playing 30 minutes yesterday for the Cavs
it's so crazy.
Game between two like playoff teams. The Hawks suck, surprisingly. That's not good.
Yeah, that has been. I think people are expecting them more. I think that, I don't know, people were making a big fuss about the foul rules. I didn't think it was going to do anything, but I think it actually has affected Trae Young a little bit. His numbers have dropped a little bit, and they're all right. I mean, the East is like, they've had a reputation for a long time of being like the worst league, but I feel like on average, they might be like the West have the more superior teams overall. Like the Suns and Warriors have been very impressive. We can talk about the Warriors in a minute, but like there's a lot of mediocre teams in the West now, like the Lakers, Nuggets, Clippers, Grizzlies, Mavericks, Timberwolves, Blazers. Like they're all just kind of like, all right.
Yeah, the top of the West is better, but overall the East might be deeper.
I think like, so too.
The Jazz are in third in the East, or in the West, need to be first in the East. So
I think the top's better too, but then you have the Grizzlies at four, who like aren't really that impressive. Like, they would be sixth in the.
Josh hurt right now too, isn't he? Josh not even playing.
There's been so many players out. Like this could be some of the bottom teams' like chance to shine, but no one's had more than like a 3-game win streak or 4-game win streak across either conference. So
never Phoenix. Phoenix had that one 18.
No. Like right now, no one's like. Oh, yeah. In spite of the like COVID surge, no one is like all of a sudden like everyone's being evenly hit. Like I feel like no one's really made a push. But I think the teams that used to be really good in the East, we have the 76ers with the Ben Simmons thing still surrounding them. I have no clue what they're doing. Like, how is he not playing helping his trade value? That's apparently their plan. The Celtics are like kind of mediocre, which I feel like they could be better. And, like, the Wizards are good, so who knows?
Yeah, I thought everybody was really, like, saying the Celtics hire of Ime Udoka was good, but they have no offense. Like, I've actually watched Celtics play a good amount, not to get too analytical or X and O on you, but, I mean, it's literally Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum playing iso ball every single possession. And
a lot of teams are doing that. You watch any team late game, and it's just iso your best player. Like, it's –
Boston – they're in this weird spot, like the Boston teams would like to be in, but for their history and where they've been in this situation for the last 7 years, where they're like very talented, and this is a team that gets, they've gotten to the Eastern Conference Finals 3 or 4 times, but in modern day sports, for every pro sport, you got to win a championship, and they're just not that good right now. And I don't want to get super bad in a city like Boston, because then the media is after you. But I mean, I think they can get better. I just don't know how.
Yeah, I feel like last year, even going into this year, people are saying like the title's wide open, anyone can take it. But like, there's like maybe 2-3 like legitimate contenders. Like I would say the Nets and Bucks are the only real ones in the East. And then I think maybe the Warriors and the Suns are really the only ones in the West. Like I would like to say the Jazz are a title contender, but I just don't think, especially with Klay back, the Warriors. They were definitely your favorite. You had them winning the All. I was pretty surprised, and that was a very good prediction. They're really, really impressive. And when Klay comes back, they could be really, really good, as they have been so far.
Kind of storybook. I mean, they're all getting older. Iguodala's back. Draymond's old. And I mean, like we've seen it, they've two great, not very good years. They get the picks. Now it's not just Steph anymore. They've got young dudes who are willing to play and roll and get the job done. I think right now they're still my favorite. I think they've got the best chance.
I think they're the betting
favorite right now as well. But you mentioned Phoenix, so did I earlier. I want to talk about Phoenix. I think, I'm not sure we did an episode, but I went through earlier. I think they were like borderline 7, 8, 9 seed for me preseason. So them 25-5 is really surprising, but I'm very surprised, but very impressed at the same time.
I mean, Booker's been out a couple games, but they've lost 5 games the whole year. And I think what did their winning streak get to? Was it 18 or 19 or something like that?
18, I think.
Yeah, they were 2-3 to start the year. Went on their 18-game winning streak. Lost two, I think. I think they might have lost 2 in a row, and they've picked it up again. They've won the last 4. Even with Booker out, I mean, they are really good. Like they went to the finals last year, and I think people still thought like, oh, it's just a messed up year, so many injuries, every team they played had a star player out, which is true, but they've kept it on, and they could just be one of these regular season teams. But I mean, 2 years ago they had what, 10 years where they hadn't made the playoffs, and all of a sudden they're very dominant. They don't lose a lot of games. They beat the good teams and take care of the bad teams. And speaking of which, there's a lot of bad teams this year. There's a lot of really terrible teams. The Thunder lost by what, 75 points earlier this year? Something like that. The
Rockets lost at one point 17 straight games and won 7 straight games after that.
It is just so weird. Like the Pistons have won 5 total games. That is pretty terrible.
And those won 7 and 2 in a row.
Yeah.
The weird thing about Phoenix, I think I said this before on the show, like Booker didn't even get that much better. Like it's literally Chris Paul comes in and this team like ascends to the finals. Ayton got better, Bridges got better, they got some role pieces, but like Chris Paul of everybody comes in and makes this team like
go from
nothing to the finals. It's crazy.
All while averaging like 18 points a game. It's pretty crazy. I don't know if you'd like put that up to his leadership or like qualities outside of basketball, because I don't even think he's their best player. I think Devin Booker's a better player. But yet somehow he transformed this team, and he's still transforming though. I mean, they have the best record in the league, and I would put them honestly probably 4th of those 4 teams I mentioned as title favorites, Nets, Bucks, Warriors, Suns. But they definitely, especially depending on like how the seeding shapes out, I could definitely see them making it to the finals again. But the Warriors are still just really intimidating. Now I'm stuck. I'm pausing.
Yeah, Portland sucks, by the way. They're not good. They got to blow that thing up. It's time for the end of that experiment. I don't think it's going to work.
All right, good. Good segue there. I got lost for a second. I haven't recorded in long enough. The Trailblazers, I don't know what's going on. Dame missed a couple games, but even when he was there, hasn't been great. There's been a lot of talk about him trading. I think preseason, maybe our last episode we did, one of the last episodes we did before – this hiatus or before the season, was talking about like what direction are they going to take? Like, what do they do? And I think we both agreed that they keep Dame, and the front office over there has said that they're going to keep Dame, but he hasn't. This is his worst year he's had in several years, and CJ McCollum had a hot start last season, and this season really hasn't done much. So I don't know which direction they're going to take, because they're pretty bad right now. They have no chance of doing anything in the playoffs, if they even make the playoffs. I think they will, but they have a couple of these teams kind of on their tracks. And so it's questionable. Like, do they completely restart a rebuild? Do you think they trade off a couple of their pieces? Do you think they tank this season and try to bounce back? What direction do you think they should take or will take?
I think it's got to be a rebuild, honestly. I think you can't half-heart rebuild. I mean, they've already tried that when they brought in Nurkic and some other pieces, like Rodney Hood a couple times, Seth Curry at one point. They've tried, like, half rebuilds, which, I mean, I like the idea when you've got stars, but now the stars are 5 years older than they were when they last tried that. I think you can get a – I mean, what we've seen now is you can get 8 picks for a guy like Damian Lillard. You can get 3 picks for CJ McCollum. Just get a pile of picks and rebuild through the draft. That's what people are doing now. I think that's what Portland's a pretty small market. That's what they got to do.
I think there's been a lot of teams in a halfway rebuild. I mean, the Timberwolves have been in a halfway rebuild for like 5 years. And this year they've actually done pretty well. Anthony Edwards has been really good. He's definitely is going to be an all-star conversations down the line, down the road in his career. And Karl-Anthony Towns has also been really good. But they're still kind of stuck in the middle in a halfway rebuild. It's hard to do that. But then also starting at the bottom, you can see with these really bad teams, it's hard to get up there. So it's tough to know which direction to make. I think they probably do need to hit on a draft pick, but they also have assets right now if they want to start over. It's just new coach, new team. It's difficult to see which direction to take. Go ahead.
They do have the best big man shooter of all time, though. I'm not sure if you saw that.
I did not see that.
Karl-Anthony Towns claims he's like top 10 shooter all time and best big
man ever. Did you see the quote where he was like, well, it might have even been followed to that one where he's like, Anthony Edwards thinks he's the best on the team. And then he was like, yeah, he thinks he's the best at everything, like golfing, pool, whatever. I don't know. It was a funny quote.
That seems to have some locker room disconnect.
Oh, huh, foreshadowing. Oh, podcast. If you've been keeping in with the Fast Break multiverse, there's been some that is some ongoing conversation. The other team I wanted to mention, though, was the Nuggets, because like they had a really hot couple years where they were probably deep in the title conversation. I mean, Jokic was the MVP last year, but Michael Porter Jr., he had another year. He just signed this contract, but he's had injury issues, and I think he's out for the year. And they've kind of, like, settled back down to 500, and it's not a great spot to be. I can't really see them making a push this year. So what direction do you see them taking? Do you think they're still just going to try to win games or make a trade?
They got to keep going, I think, at this point. He probably doesn't win a title, but they got the MVP. I don't think you blow it up right now. Still a pretty young team. I don't think they overreact right now. I mean, Atlanta was bad last year and got to the conference finals. And, I mean, you look at it, they're 3 games out of 4th place. So, going a little run. I think they're fine. But then again, you never know. They go 44-38. Maybe it's time to make some changes. But I think they got to try to keep winning games this year. They've got one of the best players in the world. So, they can – I think they keep going right here. And they are beating the Hornets as we speak on pace for our 4th straight loss.
I guess you're right. Just in terms of surprises, it was that they went from such this peak to all of a sudden it just seems like they've kind of settled to mediocrity. I want to talk about something. So we did this fantasy basketball thing and kind of fizzled out. But one thing that
I'm like 6-2 right now. I'm pretty impressed with myself.
Nobody, I played Jay, who was like second in the league, and he's starting like 6 guys that are injured. Like, people aren't even updating their teams anymore, but whatever.
Same with me, because my whole bench is injured, so I can't really do anything about it.
Okay, well, whatever. But I dropped.
Like week one, I was projected to get 900. This week, because of injuries, I'm projected to get 300.
Yeah,
Someone still got Anthony Davis in their lineup. Davis has been hurt for the past 4 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. Chase gave up after like week two. You told him we weren't doing the daily rebuild or daily settings, and he just gave up. But I drafted Zion with like my second or third pick, and he's been hurt the whole year so far. And is expected to be out. There was another thing that came up. I saw he had a scare in his training or whatever.
Or pounds.
Yeah, like he's gonna be out another 4 to 6 weeks. Like, do you see what is the future of like him as a star and like him coming back? Do you think this is like a injury thing that could kind of surround him for the next couple years?
Maybe. I don't think he's that good to begin with. Honestly, I never really bought into the Zion hype.
I forgot that you were on that train. All right.
I've always thought RJ Barrett was a better player at Duke than him. Don't at me. Actually, do at me. I don't care. You at me on Twitter at Hicks12. I'll be like the middle-aged man that live tweets everything, gets 3 likes in the repost. That's me.
I sometimes just go on these streaks where I post 15 things and then go dormant for a week. So
yeah, shout out Kemba Walker too, 44 points. But back to your actual
score. He was at 44 an hour ago. Or was
he? Yeah, well, he's standing at 44.
The game's over. All right.
Yeah, the game's over now.
I should have checked with that.
Yeah. Also, go Bama, Roll Tide. I don't even remember your question anymore. I'm just throwing things out there now.
Yeah, I know. I've been lost a couple times. I'm not used to this record. I mean, we're trying to fit in with this through the wire, style. I think we've stayed on brand. We don't show any knowledgeable takes. You just ramble about random stuff and I haven't made fun of your knowledge yet. So maybe we need to get on that train. But
yeah, those were good. I mean, our best episode was a heated debate about Ben Simmons last May. That one we were taking shots.
That was good. I think that was the one where
can I expose Goldie on the air?
Oh, please. If you've made it this part of the
– He must know we're recording. I'm not going to say what he said. I'll tell you afterwards, but I just got a text from him. Private information. Can't share on the podcast.
What? How did he know that?
I'm stat. He probably saw it was on Zoom on the Snapchat, so that's what he figured we were doing.
Oh, you can see that? On
Snapchat too. Add me on there. Add – I forget what my
– I think it's Hicks12. No? Oh, no, it's Ben Hicks 2020.
Ben Hicks 2020. Carson Brown made his account for me on the bus after a win at Nagle Blue.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, so I didn't have any range. I don't even have my password, honestly. So, yeah, Abby, I won't add you back.
Yeah, all right.
I'm opened by everybody on my best friends list currently, so it's fun. And, yeah.
I mean, through the wire, they kind of introduced their game segment. So I think after we hit a certain amount of rambling, we need to introduce college trivia.
All right, give it to me. Give me one random trivia.
Too late question. Now. Let me see here. Joe Johnson.
Hell no. Iowa State.
Seriously? I don't know.
I don't know.
Mitchell Robinson.
Western Kentucky, I know that one.
All right. Let's see here. Gary Payton III.
Oregon State.
Oh, all right. That Utah State game, that was exciting football.
The Jimmy Kimmel Los Angeles Bowl. Yeah, I'm going to ramble again here. There's too many bowl games. Wait. I get this name dropped out, but 5-7 Rutgers is playing in a bowl game. It's Rutgers, for goodness sake. They shouldn't be playing there. I mean, we got the Gasparilla Bowl. No one cares. It's UCF against Florida. Florida's whole team is transferring or opting out. I mean, it's literally a walk-on team. We've got the 11th biggest city in Texas has 2 bowl games in it. We've got the Frisco Bowl and the Frisco Football Classic. Is it necessary? No. Why are there 43 bowl games? That doesn't make sense.
43, huh? That's
43 bowl games. It's the equivalent of having a 2016 NBA playoff.
How many D1 teams are there? There's got to be
125 Division I football teams and 86 going to bowl game.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
What are we doing?
Guess you're kind of right about that one.
Participation trophies at the Frisco Football Classic.
We need to make a tier list of names of bowl games.
Let's see, I'll find a good one here. The Fenway Bowl, the Cheez-It Bowl, that's a good one.
Cheez-It Bowl, yes.
The famous Idaho Potato Bowl. There's a Mayonnaise Bowl, that's a good one.
GoDaddy.com bowl.
I don't think it exists anymore, honestly.
Oh, it doesn't? That is so rough. That was, like, one of the, like, semi-major ones, though. That was, like, better teams played in that one.
There was, like, the big Brady Bowl or something like that. I forget what that one was. That was a good one. Yeah, I don't know. It's boring. The potato
bowl. All right, I have all these notes that I've taken throughout the season, and some of these I don't even, like, know what they were, so I'm gonna read you what I wrote and you're gonna give me your 10 second take or what you think I was saying. No deal with Ayton yet, ?
No extension for Ayton, which I believe we still don't have, and he deserves an extension, but he does not deserve what he thinks how much money he thinks he should get. Next.
Doc threw Ben out of practice.
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
And it was warranted. And Ben Simmons is not a top 10 point guard.
All right. Iggy immediately fits in.
As expected. He's good for this roster.
As expected. Okay. All right.
Good for the chemistry. Good all-around basketball player.
Steph triple-double but not happy with game. There's not really a take on that. That was just like a news story. So I don't know why I wrote that one down.
Not sure what game he was referring to, but I'll ramble on stuff for a little bit. He was chasing that record too much, but he is number two point guard of all time, in my opinion. Great player.
Mellow yellow shirt suit. We already talked about that one. Rockets are so bad, blown out by T-Wolves. All right, we already knew that.
They won seven straight games, though, so true. They're building something.
16 teams have switched coaches since COVID. Great. No one can guard Curry. Simmons out indefinitely.
LeBron to Cleveland. I'm going to talk about that. LeBron's going back to Cleveland. I'm mark my words.
What? Hey, wherever Bronny gets drafted, you know? That could be exciting. Ayton wanted Trae Young max. Okay, we're already back to that. I have difference is that Kobe and Shaq respected each other professionally. I can only assume I was referring to the Embiid-Simmons thing.
That's Embiid-Simmons. That's my thought.
Yeah. Boston... 18-5 run against Hornets. What?
Rest in peace, Kobe.
Oh, true. Lakers blow 26-point lead to Thunder. That was a while ago.
It happened twice.
I don't know. Patrick Williams out for season. There's like so many injuries. Zach LaVine had his first 4-game win streak of his career. Miles Bridges is playing really good. No kidding. Oh, Ben Simmons is being fined $330,000 per game missed. Is that still? I feel like that was a story earlier. Is that still going on?
I'm not sure it's still happening, but that's pocket change for him.
True. Harrison Barnes most improved. I don't know if he's still doing good.
No. Bridges is off the type train again by November. Every year he's off the hype train.
Rick Carlisle, infamous for not playing rookies, and Duarte is third most minutes in league. I feel like he's cooled off. Like, where's the Chris Duarte hype?
I don't know. He's the Tyrese Haliburton of this class.
Luke Walton fired. That's kind of not much to say about that. Clay is practicing. I feel like, didn't Clay, like, play some, like, G League games or something?
Yeah, he did. Now he's back. I mean, we already talked about the Warriors quite a bit.
Oh, here we go. We had two fights. We have the Jokic fight and the LeBron fight. What do you think about the violence going on?
And the Hicks DeMarco fight.
Oh, true. Kathy Hicks fight.
I mean, I didn't even do anything. I just, like, I'm using my off arm as talking about Jack Shower, my inspiration.
Cross class beef. Would you shove him in the back when he wasn't looking?
I would not. That's not what a real man does. But I'm not gonna. I mean, we won the game. It's all got to put a chip on your shoulder. We won four of the last five. It's with a solid team. We come into work every day. And we're going to get the job done. So we went out there, we zipped them up.
Do you think you could break through all those, like, tackles from the trainers like Isaiah Stewart did?
No, nor would I try. I respect our trainers, Tara and Haley.
True.
And they do a lot for us, and we're very thankful of them. I think that can go for all the teams. But
I had some real action the other day. Bree spilled his water bottle. Had to sneak into the trainers, ask for a towel. That was pretty exciting.
Yeah, but from a JV standpoint, we're not going to let those guys on varsity beat our face in.
We're
going to just come back to them.
All right.
And we went out there, we zipped them up. They was talking before the game about they didn't know our name, stuff like that. But, I mean, we go out there, we zip them up every day.
That's our motto. All right. I don't have any more notes. Well, I do have notes, but, like, a lot of them are irrelevant. So, all right.
today. Mr. Aaron Clutch Spute.
Oh, true. Clutch is my middle name. This shirt, you can see like how small it is. This is like 3 years old. All right.
We revisit Kid Blog from Miss Swartz for an episode sometime.
We definitely need an episode revisiting. There are some classics now.
When I'm bored, I go back and read like.
I have it bookmarked on my Chromebook still.
Like someone, I think it was Daniel Westermeyer wrote about like the rec basketball season, or Ellie Kraft gave like class superlatives. Like,
I'm pretty sure Jack wrote an article about Luka Doncic, so ahead of his time.
Right. It was a very good take. I think it was why Luka is like the next superstar. Yeah. No, his name was. They also got like most likely to be a supermodel from Ellie Kraft. That was a good one.
Jack did?
No, Jay did.
Oh.
Remember that? We were at your birthday party at West Claremont, and we had the chase Jay around the
I do remember that, and Graham Mercurio. I wonder how
that was a grand old time back in sixth grade.
Nice kid.
Back when life was simple.
Oh, yes. It's so mild, tame compared to the drama we have in today's world.
Society.
Yeah, man. Life. Wild.
It's wild times out here. We're going to try to help everybody get through it with the podcast. And we're back. We know you guys need it, all three of you, including Braden. Hope you had a good listen, buddy. I'm sure he'll be sending me videos of you disagreeing with this, but we'd love to have you hop on.
That was so weird. Him just like, do you think someone said something to him? Do you think like Nick mentioned it? There's
Nick
no way.
Nick mentioned it like out of the blue, and Braden's the kind of guy that just like dropped everything and went to like find it.
Yeah. Nick had to have said, there's no.
I don't even think Braden cared, honestly. I feel like everything's like, he probably thought it was funny. Like I like Braden.
I mean, he doesn't even know our names, so it's pretty weird.
Yeah, they don't. But where are we from? We're gonna do something bad. We tip them up.
I would honestly believe that like DeMarco doesn't know who Diego is. Like, that's not too far fetched to me.
Yeah, or like Schwinn. Schwinn's kind of like cut off from us. Yeah. I feel like.
I mean, he wasn't there in the DeMarco. Yeah. Any of the guys who weren't there in the summer.
It's weird. Like, last year, like, Kraybacher and those guys, like, knew who all of us were. And, like, Muir and Winfield, like, know, like, us and the freshmen. Like, next year is, like, Schwinn's not going
to. Do the seniors know the freshmen?
Winfield knows some of them. Like, Winfield talks to Holden, Brandon, and Bertoli. Not all of them. But, like, next year are, like, Schwinn, Fritz, and all the, I mean, who else? Curlin. Are all those guys going to, like, talk to the incoming freshmen? I don't know if that's, like, that class's personality. We'll see.
Hey, you never know. All right.
welcome back. I think they will, because I've got hope for the future of the program. It sounds cliche, but mm-hmm. I think they will carry on the tradition set forth by our faithful leader, our president.
Hashtag building tradition. Yes.
Building tradition from Alex Winfield. Future strength coach. I think he's taking over for Coach Barry. Third and final stat of the day. Shout out Coach Barry on your job at Hofer College in Geneva, New York.
Oh, I never heard what job he actually got. Is that like D3, D2?
D3, D1 in lacrosse, assistant strength coach.
You can be different divisions for like different sports.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I was unaware of that.
Good gig.
I was unaware.
That's my guy.
We have a pretty good weight room, though, I feel like. I mean, I'm not, like, an expert on, like, weight rooms, but I feel like compared to other high schools, like, we've got to have a pretty good one.
All right. I got news from Nick, so we're going to – we appreciate you listening, it's probably a matter, though. So.
Off the record.
Thanks for listening to the Fast Break, and we will see you maybe tomorrow.
Who knows?
Maybe.
Who knows? We do not know. Very likely it'll be tomorrow, but we will just have to see.
Hello, everybody. This is Aaron, live from editing the episode. Thanks for listening. If you're still listening, like, read the episode description and then, like, say something about it. Tell me, because this was, like, probably a really terrible episode. And if you just listen to a half hour of that, I need to know who our loyal following is. You know? I say you know a lot. You probably noticed that. So like just like, say something, because I need to know, all right? Like, Ben, are you even listening to these? I don't believe it. All right. Thank you. I'm bored.